This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 34, the most important listening skill that you need for the IELTS exam. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's episode, we are going to talk about the 3 ways that we listen all the time to everything, and we actually only need 1 of them for the IELTS exam. Guys, we have a new and exciting opportunity for you to get the 7 you need on your next IELTS exam. It's a free video training course offered by Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence. To get it now, go to allearsenglish.com/training. That's allearsenglish.com/training. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Lindsay. How are you?
I am great. And you have emerged from the depths of content creation. You made it through the dark side. How are you?
I'm relieved. I am happy, and I feel full of energy.
IELTS energy.
IELTS energy. I've been writing IELTS materials, actually, like nonstop for, I don't know, a couple weeks at least.
Weeks. I know you've been working on something super cool, and we'll have a chance to let our listeners know about that soon. But first of all, for now, we're glad to have you back. So welcome back.
And I'm glad for people to use my materials. So I can't wait till we get to tell people about it. But
this is going to change lives.
Oh, totally. Totally. It's kind of an exciting secret. So more on that later, guys.
More on that later. Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay. Awesome. So, Jessica, today, you know, actually this morning, we had an interesting question from one of our listeners who was worried about the listening test. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you want to know what his question was?
I do. Boy, do I. Okay. I want nothing more in the whole world.
Well, and I'm going to tell you. So the problem here is, you know, the listening section is just a little bit stressful, right? So we're listening to all these new accents, Australian accents, British accents, New Zealand accents.
Yeah.
And we're also answering questions at the same time. And so just doing those 2 things and keeping up with the pace can be really challenging for some of our listeners.
Yeah, it's super tough. I think the main reason why it's difficult is because students are looking at this as like just one whole thing. Like you have to listen to every word and understand everything they say and answer all the questions at the same time, when when really that's impossible. And okay. You can't look at it like that. You know, I think you have to go back to talking about the different listening skills, you know, like there are different ways we listen. So if you're in like a university lecture hall, you're listening for detail, you know, you're listening to every word that the professor says.
Well, not always.
Yeah,
but
not always. I fell asleep a couple times or was like reading a comic book. But so you're listening to the professor and taking notes on everything they say. Right? Like that's really hard.
That's listening for details. Right. That is hard. That's also very intense on the brain, on the mind.
Yeah. It's exhausting.
Yes.
But luckily you're not doing that on IELTS. Like
why not? Why are we not listening for specific details?
So you're not, well, I guess you are listening for specific details, but you're not listening to every word. So,
okay.
So let me first explain just quickly. Like there are 3 ways we listen. Every time you listen to your mom, your friend, you're watching a TV show, you're doing one of these 3 things. You're listening for gist, which means you're kind of listening once in a while to get the main idea. You know?
Right.
Like when do we do that in real life, do you think?
All the time, yeah. Right? Just kind of, yeah, maybe if we have one ear on some kind of news station, yeah. Right, watching the news, we want to get the general idea of that story. We don't care about the details.
Exactly, exactly. Like, in the morning, the first thing I do is put on NPR, and then I start making breakfast, and I'm just, like, halfway listening, right?
So, yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it.
So that's listening for gist. You're never going to do that on the IELTS test. Okay, okay. So let's eliminate.
So we don't do the gist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's eliminate that skill. You're not going to do that. The second way we listen is listening to every word carefully. I think we do that when we're like listening for fun, like you're watching a movie. You're listening to every word, right?
Yeah, totally. Especially if it's a really gripping movie, right? Like a comedy or a drama where we want to hear what's going to come next.
Yeah, yeah. So that is also, and that's what you do in class when you're taking notes. You're listening to every word and writing important information at the same time. So that is also something we can eliminate because we are not going to do that on the IELTS exam. You are not trying to understand every word. You are doing this third type of listening, which is listening for specific information. So, So it's, you know, it's a system. It's a skill that you have to practice. It's a test strategy that you have to practice to do well. So basically, you look at the question and you underline keywords and then you listen for those specific keywords and the answer that is right next to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. And I think this is fantastic. It's really important to know what kind of listening we're trying to do because we can't do all three types of listening at the same time.
Yeah.
And once we know what kind of listening we're doing, then we can work on figuring out a strategy and a system to actually do that kind of listening.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, explaining it like that. This is how I explain it to my students because my students are adults. They have real lives. They do all, you know, these kinds of listening all the time. So they understand that there are different ways we listen. And so really realizing that and knowing what you have to do on the test is important. So I think the reason our listener wrote that question is because they're thinking they have to understand every word. They're thinking it's like a college class where they're, you know, like being really careful, listening to everything. But, you know, you don't do that on the test.
No, and this takes a lot of pressure off because if we know the type of listening we're trying to do, we can relax and just focus on that. Do you have one resource recommendation, a way that like something that we could use real quickly to kind of get in this mode of listening for specific information? Anything off the top of your head?
Sure. I would use some listening quizzes that you can find for free online because this type of listening skill is, we don't do it a lot in real life, actually. I think we do it at the airport when you're like only listening for your flight number or, you know, it's such a specific situation that it doesn't happen a lot in real life. And so it's really like test focused, you know? So I recommend finding some free listening quizzes online, ESLlab.com. I think it's ESL-lab.
I think you're right. That's a fantastic site, isn't it, Jessica?
Oh, it's great. It's so great. Yeah. I have my students do this for homework all the time. So they have, they have so many quizzes at this point. It's been around for a long time. You can start with the general listening quizzes at the top of the page. And there are three different levels. Beginning, or it's like easy, medium, and difficult, I think. And then underneath those are academic quizzes. So it says it's for TOEFL practice, but it's for any listening test practice. So dig into the general quizzes to just, you know, get used to looking at the question, listening for a specific answer. And then you can use that same skill for the academic quizzes that are a little bit more difficult.
It's your year to get a 7 or higher on the IELTS exam. Now we have a free video training series available for you with Jessica Beck, the examiner of excellence. To get it now, go to allearsenglish.com/training. That's allearsenglish.com/training. Okay, just one quick question about that test practice. So when we go to ESLLab.com or a similar site that has these questions, are we reading the questions first and then going ahead and listening? Or are we just going to listen and answer the questions just like on the IELTS test as we hear them?
Ooh, good point. Good point. So since we're practicing for IELTS, approach it the same way you would on the test, you know? So every practice you do is valid, is practice for the test. So what happens on the test is, a person will tell you, you now have some time to look at questions 3 to 7. And then.
Great accent.
I've been practicing. So look at those. Look at the questions first, definitely, because that's what you'll do on the test.
Okay.
Focus on the key words, which are the most important information words. So names, numbers, special verbs and nouns. Those are the words you're focusing on. And this is one of the most important skills for the listening test. You're predicting an answer. So you know what to listen for. I am listening for an adjective. I am listening for the verb to go before the word house. I don't know. That's very specific. But
that's huge. Predicting is huge. Yeah, absolutely.
So take those two skills, find the keywords, predict an answer, and then listen specifically for that answer, because those are the three things you'll do on the test.
I like it. And in a previous episode, we've talked about how important it is to be active in the listening test, right?
Yeah.
To be underlining things and always have the pen be moving.
Exactly. Actually, that's a really good point. So probably all of these online listening practices that you're just looking at the question on the screen. So guys, if you have access to a printer, go ahead and print those questions out so it's more like the test. So you can actually use your pen and pencil and underline words and really make it as much like the test as you can.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good point, because that's another thing that can help us kind of reduce our anxiety when we're in the test. If we've been practicing in an environment that feels like the test,
exactly.
It really will help us reduce that anxiety, especially when it comes to the listening section, where I would imagine, and that's why our listener wrote into us today, that it's easy to feel like we're losing control.
Exactly. So yeah, make your test practice as valid or true, right? As you can, because I mean, watching movies and getting your listening better that way is, you have to do that also, but it's not enough. Mm-hmm. You know, on this show, we talk about a balance a lot. So it's that balance that comes into play here. So yeah, watch a movie, make your listening comprehension stronger. You have to do that, but you also have to get test practice.
Absolutely. The strategy practice and the test practice. I like it. Awesome. Well, thanks for answering our listeners' question today, Jessica. This is fantastic. Any final thoughts on listening?
You know, I've been, I always have a final thought, don't I? I've been really into a new series on Netflix, and I was just thinking how important it is for our students to find a TV show on Netflix or Hulu or TV that they really like and can really get into. So I think that's some of the best listening practice.
Which one is it?
Yeah, because like, you know the characters, you're understanding their accents better every time, and you're engaged and you are interested. So I think everyone should do this test practice for sure, but also go on to Hulu.com or Netflix and find a TV show you really like and watch an episode or five every night.
All right. I love it. It's the binge watching. This is how we consume media now, right? Yeah. We binge. It's true. I do it too. But that's the way to do it, guys. Like, make English fun and give yourself a reason. Don't, so that you don't feel like you're learning English, right? Yeah. You're actually just following your favorite series. Exactly. I mean, that's what you're doing. I love that. Well, let's do another episode on that, about how to use Netflix or how to use Hulu to really strengthen the general listening skills. What
fun.
Do you think?
Yeah, totally. I'm already thinking of like activities that people can do. Okay. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, cool. We'll wrap it up for today. Thanks for hanging out today, Jessica.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.